News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in once again for Meg, who's out sick. This half hour, we have Todd Trombley and Spencer Dunn from the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show.
No, first and foremost, thanks for having us, PJ. It's absolutely excited to be here.
So Todd is the brand new president and CEO of the Gulf Breeze Chamber. Just how many days and weeks has it been now?
Man, I'm, 6 weeks on in. I thought I was going to get let go about a... 4.5 weeks ago, so we're on a good track so far.
That's good. See, you've spent most of your initial weeks here probably meeting with board members and members and learning about their issues.
Absolutely. Just discussing, meeting just the people in the community, the businesses, trying to get that feel. I've been in Gulf Breeze since 2020 when we moved here, getting stationed here. So love the area, love the community, the school systems, just blessed to be a part of something that's so great.
Absolutely. And you actually have a background that's very fitting for this area with the U.S. Navy. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. So enlisted back in 2003, Navy, been there 22 years. I did most of my niche was in recruiting. So 16 years total. I actually retired out of NES Pensacola, ran that recruiting schoolhouse, had fun with it. And as of November of last year, it was time to put a stopgap on it and start on my civilian career. So.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for your service. Appreciate that. In 20 years, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, I appreciate you, PJ.
Absolutely. Spencer, let's talk about your position with the Chamber. What do you do with them?
Yes, sir. I'm actually in the head of marketing and communications. I've been here about a year. When Grace was on, they were able to finally hire three people, and I was lucky enough to seal the position. But it's been an amazing year. So many amazing members, and it's been a great great year of connecting with people, and I'm actually really great that we got someone as great as Todd here. I don't know, he'll never encourage himself, but you know, we like to give him a hard time, but he's a good guy. So yeah.
That's awesome. Well, next time you come here, make sure you bring Bronwyn. I don't know if she's listening today, but Bronwyn, you should be here.
Oh, absolutely.
Agree.
It's always a party with Bronwyn.
Yeah. No, it's always a party.
I love it.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about upcoming events with the Chamber. What would you like to highlight first?
Okay. So we came here this morning. We do got a few events that are coming on up. Starting off in May, May 16th, we got a pickleball tournament. It's the Pickleball Classic right there out of Gulf Breeze Shoreline Drive at the Rec Center. First of many. Roger over there wanted to collaborate with us, align, put this into effect. We got our sponsors. Thank you to all our sponsors already out there. It's been amazing how the community has been surrounded around us. Now we're on here this morning just to look for local talent coming on out. It's going to be a men's and women's league. So we're looking about 40 teams total just coming on out. We got vendors in place. We got, of course, our MCs that we're looking at. So it's going to be a great event. It's going to be the first annual. Hoping to replicate that and make it, of course, a yearly thing.
Okay. So it's going to be a competitive environment. Is it open to people of all skill levels?
All skill levels. I'm going to tell you right now, if we don't start getting interaction, me and my youngest daughter, Lila, we're going to jump on there, and she's going to hate playing with me because I'm competitive as could be.
All right. And that looks like it's going to be May 16th from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. And I know the Gulf Breeze Community Center has always been a great partner of yours in that community.
Absolutely. We're literally just, it kind of chokes me on up a little bit of how giving they are, how they align with anything that we got going on. Truly appreciative of what they do for our community in Gulf Breeze, and I couldn't thank them enough.
With it being a full day like that, is there going to be lunch opportunities and things like that for the players?
Absolutely. We got breakfast lined up for them first thing in the morning to get them competitive juices flowing. Afternoon, we do have sandwiches, Subway. They're coming on out, making sure that we're getting that nutrition we need to keep the event going. For all the teams that are coming on out, we got swag bags, gears, shirts, water bottles. So, you know, we're going to be able to take away a lot of good items from registering for the event.
Okay. And what's the registration fee for anybody who wants to participate?
So for right now, we have $70. So each team, 70 cut down the middle is registration fees. Please let us know. You start talking about News Radio 92.3 in there. We will, you know, move that cost a little bit left or right. But no, we're just trying to bring this together, bring people on out. And I believe with what you get in return, the fee itself is definitely easily overseeable.
And along with Wonderful. That, so it's $70 per team, and each team will get T-shirts and, you know, swag from all the businesses that are going to be there. We've got a lot of lined up. And then, obviously, the lunch is provided and breakfast as well. So yeah. We want to have make sure our players are taken care of and fueled up for the whole event. So
I know what things are like during the chamber golf outings. Are there going to be different contests throughout the day?
We do got a few things that we have set up. We're not going to shock and awe or surprise. It's going to be waiting for that morning.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, we definitely got a few things lined on up to some giveaways. Some raffles, stuff like that for the event, just to keep it interactive, fun, just because not only the community center, there's going to be so many people around in the area, not just partaking in the pickleball. So just to bring the community together and make a good Saturday out of it.
Mm-hmm. And then for the big finale, is it first, second, third place winners? How are you going to work that?
We'll do a first, just the first for men's and women's divisions. So
okay.
There'll be a trophy for the men's and then the women's, the top teams.
Okay, wonderful. And I'm looking at your sponsor sheet here. First of all, it looks like you have a couple sponsorships that are sold out already, which is always something that a chamber and an events person wants to hear.
Yes, absolutely. But
it looks like you do have some sponsorship opportunities still available, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, we do got court sponsors still on out there. We do have our main sponsors kind of looped on in already, and we're so grateful to have them and appreciative for them. But, yeah, from there, it's the sponsors portion is pretty good. We are looking at trying to get maybe a couple other vendors when you're talking about food-wise out on location for maybe the people that aren't participated, that are spectators, that are in the area just to enjoy the day is what we're kind of looking for.
And I'll actually shout out some of our sponsors. Our main tournament sponsor is Home Instead, and they're based off in Palo Fox, and they have been phenomenal. I mean, once we released this event, they were on top of it, and they wanted to be a part of it. They're always trying to be part of the community. Our main rep, Becky McCaws, represents Home Instead, and she's phenomenal with the chamber and very active. And then we got our main our swag bag creators. It's got PMIC show, Will and Lori Claus. They're phenomenal as well. And then Josh from Prim and Proper is making our awards. So a huge shout out to them as well. So yeah,
okay.
We love our sponsors.
Wonderful. And I do see that the A sponsor, I think, is still available. So as part of that sponsorship package, for example, if you're a business listening, there's recognition as a premium sponsor of the event, prominent logo placement, verbal recognition, vendor space at the event, Facebook Live interview opportunity. So for businesses that participate that are part of these sponsorships, it's a really good way to promote their brand.
Absolutely. Get their name on out there, get their business, interact with the community. I think it's a great stage for them, and I'm appreciative anyone interested and as well as the ones that are always coming through.
Absolutely. And if they want to find out more sponsorship details about the pickleball event, where do they go?
For us, so if you go right on to our webpage, Gulf Breeze Chamber, you can click on the event. There's actually a code that you can search the pickleball actual logo, click on it. They can register everything right through there.
Our Facebook page is really our most active, and we're very active on Facebook. So if they just go to our Facebook page, Gulf Breeze Area Chamber, there'll be a pinned post right at the top there. They can click on that and get all the information from there.
Wonderful. We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Man. I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Sky, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Sky, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ. Today in the studio with me right now is Spencer Dunn from the Gulf Breeze Chamber, as well as the president and CEO, Todd Trombley. I appreciate you guys both being here today. So the Gulf Breeze Chamber also has some additional upcoming events in addition to the pickleball. Let's talk about those a little bit.
No, I appreciate it, PJ. So we're kicking off tomorrow with one of our luncheons that we have, networking to the Breeze, right in Hampton Inn, right there in Gulf Breeze. It's, of course, 11 o'clock, 12:30 time frame. We do it every single month, generally the third. Second Thursday of every month. It's outstanding getting some of the local businesses together, networking, relationship building, and just seeing how we can spin off of each other.
Absolutely.
So we got that one kicking up tomorrow, followed by Lark Boutique next Thursday on the 23rd. We're going to do a ribbon cutting for them. They're a brand new boutique that's opened up in Gulf Breeze. So we're going to be out there at 4 o'clock. Please, you know, come celebrate. Mm-hmm. Welcome them to our community. It's a beautiful location right by the elementary school there in Gulf Breeze.
Absolutely.
And we're going to take that continuous party right on over to the Salty Rose on Pensacola Beach. So we're going to have fun at our business after hours. I reached out to Jessica Simpson, talking from Pensacola Beach Chamber.
Yeah. Is it going to be a joint event?
Yeah, just see if they want to come on out, you know, network a little bit more, clash our chambers, and just spin up some of them positive vibes. So that's, of course, 5 to 7 on Thursday. And then that one thing we have to do, we got to recognize, you know, our seniors that we have graduating up this year and embarrass them a little bit, parents. So please let us know, our billboard in front of our office. We're going to run it the whole month of May. We're asking for a little fee. What we're going to do with that fee is we're going to put it to one of our nonprofit organizations so we can invest back into the community. $20, you get your child's face picture on that billboard running 24/7. A little embarrassing quote, or guess what? A little celebratory quote. Me, I would like to embarrass my kids personally, but no, we're going to run that all the month of May just to, you know what, honor anyone. It doesn't necessarily need to be. I know we have a lot of Catholic high school in our area in Gulf Breeze, Navarre High School. Please, I want to honor all of our seniors and congratulate them on this, a huge accomplishment and milestone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for those interested, they can reach out to our email, marketing@gulfbreezechamber.com. I mean, again, it's a small fee. It's a month long. I mean, we love to support and celebrate our seniors, and I think that's a very important thing to do, and it's a great community outreach. So those interested, just either call the office or email us at marketing@gulfbreezechamber.com.
And so with the networking luncheon for tomorrow, is there still space open for that?
There is.
People are still able to stop in and...
Is there
a fee associated with that?
There is a small $10 fee. I mean, you don't have to be a member to come in. It's $10. It's just to help provide for the food and and to help support the chamber as well. We still have availability. We try to cap it at around 35 to 40 people. There is still some availability left.
And then is the networking at the individual tables, or do people have a chance to get up and kind of do an elevator pitch about their business?
Typically, we do like an elevator pitch type thing. We like to, this is kind of a smaller one compared to our breakfast and our after hours, but we like to encourage anyone there, especially they're taking their time out to be there. We want to make sure that everyone has a chance to say something. But we also want to shout out our sponsor for that networking lunch, Gulf Breeze Getaways, or Gulf Coast Getaways, and they're phenomenal as well.
So. Wonderful. And then with the ribbon cuttings, I know that's always a central aspect of what chambers do to celebrate brand new businesses or maybe a renovated business or something like that. Talk to me a little bit about the process of getting a ribbon cutting done and what occasions people should think about them for.
Yeah. So we ribbon cuttings are really popular for us. We go out to quite a bit of different businesses, and typically if you want a ribbon cutting, you can just call our office or email us again, and we'll get that situated. It's a really easy, simple setup. I mean, we typically like to come 15-20 minutes before the set time and take some pictures of your space and office or wherever you've got going on your brick and mortar. And then we do a whole Facebook post out of it, and we have our own ribbon, and we are very prideful in our scissors and how big they are. So we got big scissors. It's as big as we can find them. So so if you want to have a chance to see that, give us a call and ask for ribbon cutting. So but yeah, it's an easy process and we love doing them. So
that's actually funny because I was part of a chamber staff up in Wisconsin where I'm originally from, and we had the big scissors as well. Yeah. But we also had a tiny scissors behind that, the real one that actually cuts stuff. So it kind of looked like you were cutting the big one, but.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, those are more for the promotional pictures and to make people think.
I prefer the big ones that actually work. They're a little bit more lethal.
Yeah.
Actually purposeful.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. Absolutely. With the business after hours, though, I know that still networking, but maybe a little bit of a different atmosphere for people. So tell me about that.
Yeah. So our again, we have these every month. They're typically the third or fourth week or out of each month. This one is sponsored by Pensacola Beach Resort. They're phenomenal. We try to do something with them every year. They have that Salty Rose right outside of their hotel. And last year they did a networking lunch and it was phenomenal. These are more of a chill type environment, very, very kind of go with the flow type thing. And anyone can come out. They're free to anyone. We don't charge a fee. And these are they're just kind of a chill thing. We do have door prizes at the end of every event, but that's about it. It's more everyone connecting with one another and having some drinks and eating some food. That's typically how it goes.
Okay. So Todd Trombley, the president and CEO of the Gulf Breeze Chamber, our guest, also Spencer Dunn. We're going to take a short break. Be right back. We actually do have a couple questions about your pickleball. So that's coming up next. Okay. Nice. On News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
It's the 26th annual Crawfish Festival this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Come out and kick off your Saturday morning with the Crawfish 5K at 8, Kids Crawfish Race later that afternoon, and fireworks at 8 on Saturday night. Performing live, we'll have Colleen Sexton, Jared McConnell and the High Aces, Bangarang Peter, Tyler Livingston and the Absolutes, the Oliver Twist Band, and so many other great bands all weekend long. You'll want to stop by and visit all the local artists in between all the fun. Visit PensacolaBeachCrawfishFestival.com for more details.
The Big Bamboo!
When I heard I needed a heart transplant, I thought it was game over. All I could think about was the memories that I wouldn't be able to make with my family.
Then an angel entered our lives as an organ donor. Their decision to register as a donor saved my husband's life.
Save lives, say yes. Register today as a donor at DonateLifeFlorida.org.
This message is sponsored by Donate Life Florida and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
Let me introduce you to Social Mirror. This is when we take the best content from your social media platform and deliver it to the phones, tablets, and computers of your target audience, where they live, or wherever they go on the internet. You can add a call to action that sends people to your website or opens up their phone app with your phone number on it or gives them directions to find you. All of this comes with reporting to show how many people saw the ad and reacted to it.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
You ever look at your bank account and think,
okay, that could be better?
Dave Ramsey, weeknights, 7 to 10, on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. Todd Trombley, the president and CEO of the Golf Breeze Chamber, is our guest, also Spencer Dunn. And talking a little bit about the pickleball tournament. That's what kind of brought them in to talk to us today. And that's going to be taking place May 16th from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Golf Breeze Community Center. I did say we had a couple questions for you, so let's tackle these. One is, do you need volunteers? And if so, how do we sign up?
Absolutely. We're taking volunteers right now. We've got a few. This is more of a, if you just contact our office, again, our phone number is 850-932-7888. We're here, we're in the office from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So we're always taking volunteers, and then you can email us at marketing@golfbreezechamber.com.
Okay. And if you have any questions, 437-1620, 437-1620. The other question is, in addition to the weather events are coming up at the Gulf Breeze Chamber, how good at pickleball do you have to be on a team?
Not good at all. Yeah, we are taking all ages. We want everyone to come out and feel comfortable. We do have a pickleball professional that's putting together the brackets. He works with the Gulf Breeze Parks and Rec Center, and he is phenomenal. That's his job. So he's a tennis professional, but he also puts together pickleball tournaments as well. And he will align each team based on skill level. So shout out to them. Yep. And it's going to be great. So
awesome. Well, again, 437-1620, if you have any additional questions. We have about, about a minute left. Is there anything else that you want to highlight that we haven't covered today?
Well, I do want to just make one last recognition to the Gulf Breeze Parks and Rec Center on how phenomenal they've been. There, we work with them closely. I know we talked about this a little bit a while ago, but we work closely with Roger from the director of Parks and Rec Recreation, and they're just so great to work with. We appreciate them letting us use their courts and absolutely having us come down there, and we just. We cannot be more grateful for them. So huge shout out.
Yeah, no, greatly appreciate everyone. First and foremost, always on in a close, man. You want to thank, God Almighty gave us another day on this earth. Mm-hmm. Hey, appreciate that day. My girls at home, for not killing me, to let me keep living, be my North Star. first and foremost, the men and women around the country serving our great country.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, always love the respect. I appreciate what y'all do every single day. Thankful for what you do every single day. So during our thoughts and prayers, thank you so much.
All right, and the website one more time for the Gulf Breeze Chamber?
It is www.gulfbreezechamber.com.
All right, thank you both for being here today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having us, PJ. I appreciate you.